Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. Would you dare say Hineni to God? That's what we're talking about, this wonderful Hebrew word, Hineni, which means, Lord, here I am. Here am I. And some of the ramifications of those who have made that declaration throughout Scripture. But yesterday we saw an amazing thing. God says Hineni to us as His children. He reaches out to us and He calls to us. And when we're in need, He says to us, as Isaiah the prophet revealed to us, here I am. What do you need? Would you dare say Hineni to God? It's a beautiful word. There's a risk. Some people say, well, not really. Not with God. You can trust His heart. You may not know what lies ahead, but you can certainly trust His heart. And you will say, as you know His heart, and you fall in love with Him when He makes requests of us, it's a joyful thing, exciting thing to say Hineni to God. So let's get back into this message. Would you dare say Hineni to God?
He stoops to us. He comes to us. He's the warrior by our side to fight with us in our battles. He listens to our prayers. He promises to answer according to His will. And the very best and perfect decision will always be made. In the David and Jonathan saga, these two best friends, they're so close. And there's a little hint of this even in their story in 1 Samuel 24. Jonathan promises a beleaguered David. And he says to him, tell me what your soul desires, and I'll do it for you. What do you need, David? I'll do it for you. This is Hineni. I'm available for you, brother, to do whatever you need in your life. The same kind of devoted readiness that God has for you and that God has for me. It's like He would whisper in our ear. God came to Solomon and said to him, what would you like? Ask me. Ask me. Solomon could have asked Him for anything. It was a wide open invitation. And the one thing he asked God for was wisdom. I need wisdom to lead these people. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for power. He didn't ask for wealth. He didn't ask for material. He needed nothing. I need wisdom. But God had the door wide open. What do you want? Hineni, here am I. What do you need, Solomon? Jesus said it to people along His ministry route many times. People would come up blind, deaf, lame, and Jesus would stop, and before anything, He would say, what would you like me to do for you? He made them respond with an answer. What do you want? What do you want? And He's invoking a response from them. And that response, you see, is like the response of Hineni. It's like, what do you want? And my response is, what I do need and want, I know that you can take care of it when I tell you what I want. I know. I trust that. And so He's invoking trust and confidence when He's asking them, what do you need? What would you like me to do for you? But then sometimes we ask the same question to God. I mean, when we're reciprocating this, you know, God, I know that there are things on your heart. What's on your heart, God? What's important to you? What do you desire from me as I follow you? I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Hineni, here am I. Here am I. The Lord asks us and invites us into that place. If He were to stand here this morning and ask you, who will go for us? I'm inviting you into this. What would be your response to Him right now? It's a dangerous response because God takes it seriously. It's not a game with Him. He means business. And when we get down and we say to Him, Hineni, here I am. I'm meaning business. I don't know what's out in front. God, I have no clue. But here I am. I will never forget. As a 15-year-old boy, going into my youth pastor's office after having had some struggles in my spiritual walk with the Lord and all of those things, And I knew at that moment there was this pull in my heart. There was this invitation from God. I want you. I'm calling you into something more, something deeper. I'm calling you into a serious walk with me. It's no more game playing, no more anything. And I remember getting down. I could still see the bookshelf in front of me behind his desk. We're on our knees and we're praying. And I just remember, still see it. Had my hands down between my arms. My eyes were open just a little bit, looking down at the carpet. And I cried out, God, here I am. My life is yours. Take it. Do whatever you want to with it. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what he was inviting me to. And had I known some of the things, it might have caused me in a very daunting way to shrink back and say, I don't know about this. There was no question. He didn't spell it out for me. And it's been a ride, believe me. Some great, some dark valleys, some very rough places, hard places, places of pain and sorrow, simply because I said yes. Doesn't mean when you say yes, it's going to be easy. But he always navigates us through that stuff. He always makes sure we're taken care of through it. He always makes sure that when we are walking with him, we are going through things. We're not living in those places. We're going through them. You're going to get to the other side. Might be dark, might be bleak, might be difficult right now, but you're going to get to the other side. And then there's also been places of, wow, mountaintop experiences, like there's just no words to describe. But it all started with a hinani. I didn't know the Hebrew word at that time as a 15-year-old, but I knew the concept. I understood that in deep inside, I understood what it meant. When I said, yes, here I am, that meant my life does not belong to me anymore. I'm going to follow you wherever you lead. I wish I could say I'd done it perfectly, but I haven't. I have messed up, screwed up. It's like I heard Tullian Chavichian, who is Billy Graham's grandson, at his church 2 Sundays ago when he was praying his closing prayer. He got up and he said, Lord, thank you for your mercies that are new every day, because without them, I'm screwed. Same way I feel. I'm glad his mercies are new every day, because without him, I'm in trouble. So are you. God didn't ask Isaiah, hey, I'm inviting you to follow me, but you got to do it perfectly. Got to get it all right. Do everything just right. He didn't qualify. He knew. He knew what kind of person he was dealing with. But he still invited him. And Isaiah still said yes.
Isaiah still said yes. Here's the big question. Will you? What is God inviting you into today? And will you respond with, Hineni, here am I. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours today in fullest measure.